The opinions expressed in this show are the views of the host and not necessarily that of WTRW, 94.3 The Talker, or the Bold Gold Media Group.
The following presentation is brought to you by the host of the program, who is solely responsible for its content.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.
Hi, I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker of Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. Welcome to the Real Estate Roundtable on 94.3 FM, The Talker. I'm here with my co-host, husband, and fellow realtor, Pat Devaney.
Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning.
How are you today?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
Pretty good.
All right. We have special guests today. We have Disaster Blaster, and with us, Christy Leyland, Marketing and Service Manager, and Gary Lyons, General Manager. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for being with us. Christy, this is your third week in a row.
It is.
This is becoming a regular part of your life.
I'm enjoying it, though. Thank you.
And we're enjoying you. We're here every Saturday at 11 a.m., Sunday at 11:30 a.m. We discuss everything real estate. We have a full-time real estate office with many experienced realtors. We have been guiding, assisting, advising clients in real estate matters for over 40 years.
During the week, feel free to email us with any questions you have at questions@jruddy.com. That's questions@jruddy.com. Or if you'd like to suggest a topic, or if you have a company you think you'd like to put on the air, something we haven't covered, send us an email, or you can give us a call at 570-344-6724.
Or I have an idea. How about we ask any politicians out there, local, state, federal politicians?
I don't know. You want to ask politicians. Some of them you can't get away from the microphone.
All right, but here's the thing. They have a lot to discuss, and if they're doing something to help real estate sales, in our area especially, they should come on here and tell us all about it. What do you think?
Sounds good.
All right, so what do they do? They call us or they email us?
Give us a call.
Okay, 570-344-6724. Remember to like us on Facebook at Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. View our listings or search the MLS listings or listen to archive radio shows by going to jruddy.com, J-R-U-D-D-Y.com.
So if I'm at the office and I get a phone call and a guy says, I'm Governor Corbett, I'd like to be on your radio show, should I hang up on him or talk to him? Is it a prank?
No, you can transfer it to me.
Okay.
All right. I'll take care of it. Okay. Today with us, Disaster Blaster, Christy Leyland, Marketing and Service Manager, and Gary Lyons, General Manager. What is Disaster Blaster? What do you do?
Disaster Blaster is a full-service indoor restoration firm. We specialize in emergency services for water damage, fire damage. We do mold remediation, asbestos abatement, radon mitigation, and duct cleaning.
So most recently, our recent shows covered fire, water damage, and restoration, and mold.
Right. We discussed mold, too.
So today, I thought it would be fitting to go into the discussion regarding asbestos.
That would be great.
All right. In real estate, we come across asbestos, and asbestos could be troublesome. What is asbestos?
Asbestos is a generic name to a variety of fibrous natural materials. And these materials are commonly used in building materials because of their chemical resistant nature, very resilient, fire resistant. So they were very prevalent in the 40s to the 80s in building materials.
And they also act as an insulator, right?
Yes.
Okay. There's still products out there made with asbestos. So why is asbestos bad and what makes asbestos bad?
It's really the fibers that are in asbestos that can be harmful if they're inhaled.
So a lot of these older homes, most specifically, we come across asbestos maybe in roofing, exterior siding.
Well, it would be pipe wrap, resilient flooring, floor tiles. So commonly, we'll see them in also siding, just because of the nature of the resiliency to them, to the outdoor environment inside, their condensation control, like you said. But typically, if they're in bad condition, is when it's mostly harmful.
Well, how do you know something is asbestos? How do you know that siding, that roof, that floor tile, that wrap on the pipe is actually asbestos? How could one tell?
Often you can tell by looking at it.
but in most cases, it really has to be tested to be sure.
Okay.
The problem with the asbestos is the fact that if asbestos is in good shape, for instance, if you have an asbestos roof and there's nothing wrong with it, it's not falling apart, it's not deteriorating.
It's not leaking.
Then the fibers from that asbestos are not getting into the air, and they're in fact posing no risk whatsoever. The fibers are invisible, they're microscopic, and the problem is that they have a hook on it, and when people breathe them in, they get lodged into the lungs, and the lungs have no ability to get rid of them. And this has caused a great deal of issues with
mesothelioma.
Yes. Which is what? A cancer?
It's similar to a cancer, yes.
Okay.
The type of cancer it actually affects, I believe, is the stomach lining between the lungs and the stomach. I believe that's what it is.
When you inhale it, it actually can be attributed to this type of illness?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Yes. And there's the reason they know that this is the case, because years ago when they were in fact mining asbestos, they did not know at the time that it was harmful. And over the years, from what occurred to these miners, that's how they became aware of the fact that in fact asbestos is harmful and it causes these types of illnesses.
Okay.
Asbestos in a situation where it is well bound and in good condition does not have to be removed. It's not harmful.
Well, the mere word asbestos sends fear through many people, especially first-time home buyers. And they hear asbestos and they right away get very concerned. So what you're saying is as long as it's contained, it's in good condition, good repair, meaning there's no cracks, there's no decay, it's not falling apart, then most likely those materials, those fibers are not airborne?
Correct.
Okay.
Correct, and they pose no harm. Now, you have to take into consideration, too, if you're going to be doing some renovation and you're going to disturb asbestos, even asbestos tile, or you're going to tear that roof off or asbestos siding. That unless you can do that in a way where you're not breaking it up, which is extremely difficult, you need to, you know, have that done by a professional so that it's done in the right way.
If you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. And here with us today's Disaster Blaster, Christy Leyland, Marketing and Service Manager, and Gary Lyons, General Manager. We're talking about asbestos and how we can tell if something, a material, is asbestos. Most likely we have to test for it to be sure.
Yes.
Okay. Now, who is qualified to abate or remove asbestos? Do you have to be certified, qualified in order to do that? Could an owner of a property do it themselves? What do we want to tell people about that?
In the state of Pennsylvania does require certification to contractors that are going to remove asbestos. There are different amount quantity requirements that a homeowner should not even get involved with. If it exceeds a certain amount of, let's say, pipe wrap, they shouldn't remove it. But again, if a homeowner does remove it on their own, and it's their choice too, I mean, there are health risks involved, there's no doubt about that, but their best bet, because the removal process, it's not that expensive for pipe wrap, and to do it the right way, so the safest bet is to hire a professional.
I think there is a common misunderstanding out there that it could be very expensive. People come in somewhat like space suits to remove this. You can't just put it in your trash can. It has to be discarded appropriately, so on and so forth. So people think that's going to take a lot of money to do so.
The process for abatement of the pipe wrap, for example, they use what's called glove bags. And those glove bags wrap around the length of the pipe, so it's easy removal, basically. So the pipe has to be misted, it gets removed, and it gets deposited directly into that glove bag. So there's no fear of any cross-contamination or airborne fibers at the removal when it's misted, and then they also HEPA vacuum the pipe. So there are no remnants of asbestos fibers.
So there's a proper way to do this.
There is, and a homeowner does not really have the means to do that properly and safely with the glove bags, for example, and the air scrubbers that we use and the personal protective equipment that the technicians use as well.
So if someone's living in a property, should they get out of the property for the time that it's being removed, or can they live in the property at the time it's removed? Should they live in the property at the time it's removed, or should they go elsewhere?
They can stay in the property while it's removed.
It would, we often do asbestos abatement where the people remain. You have to understand that the area where we're actually doing the abatement, they would not be allowed to go in that area, and that area would be sealed off and put under what they call negative air containment, so that the airflow would not be coming into the area where they were. So there actually is no possibility of them being contaminated by the asbestos while it's being torn out by a professional.
So is abatement always necessary? Is there something that's called encapsulation that would take care of containing asbestos and not having to totally remove it? Is that something that's recommended from time to time? And when is that the case?
It is okay to encapsulate asbestos in cases where it hasn't already become friable. So if you have a situation, friable means breaking apart. If you have a situation where the asbestos is in okay shape, it's not breaking apart, it's not deteriorating, then you can encapsulate that and be pretty confident that you're okay. The problem I have with encapsulation is that sometimes you have a water damage, you have something else, you're going to do renovations, you're going to be disturbing that, and encapsulation hides it, so you don't know it's there. So the future homeowner comes in, tears up the flooring, and then finds asbestos tile underneath, and he's disturbed that asbestos and been exposed to it without even any warning or anything.
Okay, good point. Well, we're headed towards a break, and before we go, Pat, can you review a listing, please?
Yes, we have a spotless 3-bedroom home in Dunmore at 122 Gibbons Street for $139,000. This home has a modern kitchen, a nice family room, and a coal wood stove with a gas fireplace to help keep you warm. It has beautiful landscaping, off-street parking, and a nice covered front porch. So if you're looking in Dunmore, give us a call about 122 Gibbons Street for only $139,000, and that is listed by Sam Shelter of our office.
Okay, the Greater Scranton Board of Realtors statistics for the last 30 days regarding single-family unit sales for Lackawanna, Luzerne, Pike, Wayne, and Wyoming counties. The median sales price for 2-bedroom single-family units is $79,500. That's $79,500. For 3 bedrooms, the median sales price is $106,000. For 4 bedrooms or more, the median sales price is $175,500. And total median sales price for all single-family unit sales is $116,500. We'll be back shortly with more Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. In today's real estate market, there's no doubt buying and selling a home is complicated. It can be thrilling and exciting too. Hi, I'm Jackie Ruddy from Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. And when it comes to real estate, you need to be confident you're making the right decisions. I am confident we have what it takes to help you make those right decisions. Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate has been helping buyers and sellers for over 40 years. So we've invested the time to know and understand the market. We're great listeners, skilled negotiators, and we focus on every detail, giving you the highest level of service. Call Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate today, 344-6724, or visit jready.com. Plus, tune in to the Real Estate Roundtable every Saturday at 11 a.m. and Sunday at 11:30 a.m. on 94.3 FM, The Talker. Don't go it alone. Call 344-6724 for Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate. The real estate market is extremely active, and you want to make a move, but you don't know where to start, who to call, or how to make it happen. I'm Jackie Ruddy, and I know Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate can lead the way. Our quality service award-winning team will help you with buying and selling a home. Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate has a proven track record and experience you can count on. Lean on us to show you the way. Call 570-344-6724. That's 570-344-6724. Or visit jready.com. That's J-R-U-D-D-Y.com, where homes are open every day, all day long. Also, remember to tune in to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate, Saturdays at 11 a.m. and Sundays at 11:30 a.m. on 94.3 FM, The Talker. Welcome back to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker, and with my husband, Fell Realtor, and co-host, Pat Devaney.
Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning.
How are you today?
I'm wonderful. Do you care for this discussion? You like asbestos,
yeah,
right?
I'm,
it's very interesting.
Yes, it is.
And it's something we need to know.
Yes, we come across asbestos all the time, especially with a home inspection. It's listed as asbestos, and some people freak out.
And we're with Disaster Blaster talking about asbestos, Christy Leyland, Marketing and Service Manager, and Gary Lyons, General Manager. Excellent discussion so far. I'm learning a lot about asbestos, what to look for, what not to look for, friable, non-friable. Friable means it is not in good condition. It's starting to break apart, decay.
Yes.
Okay.
And non-friable would typically be something in very good condition that's held in a matrix type.
We were talking about abatement of asbestos and your recommendations regarding that. Also, encapsulation and things to consider when asbestos is encapsulated, because if you have future problems or if the property changes hands a couple times, it might not be realized that underneath that encapsulation is actually asbestos materials.
That's correct. We do a lot of water damage work, and we often find asbestos hidden in areas when we're doing the tear down to mitigate a water damage.
Okay. And that could be a surprise to the homeowner.
Certainly can.
And you too. You're getting into areas that you didn't realize you were getting into, right?
Yes.
Okay. So there is types of insulation vermiculite that contain asbestos, correct?
Yes, there is. Vermiculite is actually mined at a particular plant in Utah, I believe. At the time they mined it, they didn't realize that there was actually asbestos in the mine. So when they mined the vermiculite, it had asbestos mixed in with it. They did not find that out until years and years later, after, of course, it had already been used as insulation. I caution you that not all vermiculite has asbestos in it. Only the vermiculite that came from that particular mine. Unfortunately, they don't tag the vermiculite from what mine it came from, so in order for you to know, you have to have it tested.
Okay. Now, do you do testing services or just the abatement? I don't mean just the abatement, because the abatement is a big job, but if someone wanted to test for asbestos on the material on the steam lines or vermiculite or the materials, fibers in the floors, do you do the testing?
We do not do the testing. There are laboratories that we could recommend, and, you know, partnerships that we've made over the years that we could recommend a company to do the testing.
It would be considered a conflict of interest if you were...
Yes. We don't do any testing for the services that we provide, between mold remediation or asbestos or the radon. We don't do any of the testing.
So asbestos, we talked about in the first half, asbestos abatement, you do have to be certified and qualified to remove that.
Yes, the state of Pennsylvania requires that contractors be trained and certified in asbestos abatement.
And not all are.
No.
No. Okay. So do you ever come across a job where you have to go in and do it right?
We do. There have been times that we've been called in after the fact, even for, let's say, the repair portion after water damage or something, and those that are not licensed or trained can't recognize or identify asbestos. If they do recognize it, they have to subcontract the abatement portion of it. And if they can't recognize it, then they're also not preventing any cross-contamination. So it's a double-edged sword when you're dealing with somebody that isn't properly trained in all aspects of indoor restoration.
Let's talk about the cross-contamination. What happens in those types of scenarios?
Well, because that it's a microscopic fiber. And for example, we ran into a situation where a customer had a puffback, and she had called a restoration company to come and do the cleanup, the restoration.
And a puffback is when the furnace...
Yes, that's when we discussed this last week's show, where the furnace doesn't combust properly and it puffs back inside the house through all the vents.
Okay, so this woman discovers...
She discovers, well, she has the puffback, she has a company come in to do the restoration. They attempted to clean the asbestos pipe wrap in the basement. So all those microscopic fibers at that point would have been cross-contaminated, not only into the basement, but brought up into the living space, too.
And they're just flying through
just
the air.
Just flying, yes.
Okay. Oh, boy. So what did you have to do?
Well, we happened to be there at the same time that they were starting, just about to start, and we were there to do an estimate for the painting, the repair, just for that particular job. And we had noticed it right away, and we said, you can't clean that. That's not, it needs to be properly removed. So they kind of had to put the whole stop, the brakes on the cleanup of the basement at that point.
Sure. So then what do you do now that it's cross-contaminated? Your job, your small job becomes huge.
It becomes a lot more involved with more air scrubbing, more HEPA vacuuming, more detail cleaning. Yes.
So you were able to do that?
Yes. Yeah, so we stopped it in time. We stopped their process in time where we got the abatement underway. We got it approved with the insurance. It happened to be an insurance claim as well. So we got all that approved and squared away, and we abated it in a matter of a day.
See, it's something that you were there, because I'm thinking, if
yes,
that was my house,
that's
I right. wouldn't know. I would just right. think that that person, that contractor, that professional would know what they're doing. So lucky you were there to catch that.
And it wasn't in bad condition per se, but that soot was in the fiber. So there's no way to clean it without cross-contaminating it. At that point, it needed to be removed.
Right. Okay. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Reddy Real Estate. And with us today is Disaster Blaster, Christy Leyland, Marketing and Service Manager, Gary Lyons, General Manager. And we're talking about asbestos. How do we get in touch with Disaster Blaster?
We are a local company. We're based out of Avoca. Our phone number is 570-963-1123. Our website is www.disasterblaster.com. Like us on Facebook as well.
Okay. What areas do you cover?
We cover about 7 counties in northeastern Pennsylvania: Lackawanna, Luzerne, Wyoming counties, Columbia, Monroe, Pike, and Wayne County.
All right. And
we want everybody to know, too, that we are a true local company. We're not a franchise. Disaster Blaster's home office and only office is in Avoca.
In Avoca. Okay. And how long have you been doing this?
Disaster Blaster has been in business since 2006.
Wow. Okay. How, and all the things that you do, let's recap that.
We do, our specialty is indoor restoration. We specialize in emergency services for water damage, fire damage. We are certified in asbestos abatement, radon mitigation. We perform mold remediation and duct cleaning.
So you do a lot.
We do.
And you have crews, and you have an emergency service, so everybody gets a call back.
We do. We have a great turnaround. Even on off hours, we have a way to contact the on-call personnel to notify that it is an emergency, so there is an immediate callback. Yes.
Okay. Now, from time to time, loans that, you know, our buyers are involved in have a really hard time with asbestos materials. Sometimes the appraisers call for removal or encapsulation. We've seen furnaces encased in asbestos, and of course the steam lines and the floor tiles and the roofs and the siding. And again, if it's friable, we need to really look at possibly removing it.
You know, if it's friable, it's definitely posing a health risk.
Okay.
It needs to be dealt with. It needs to be removed. We don't recommend encapsulation in those cases.
All right. Now, one time, Linda was here not too long ago, and there was a situation where the appraiser went in, found the asbestos, and flagged it, and put in the report that they should do something. The homeowner took matters into their own hands. appraiser goes back and says, we need more of a certification that this was disposed of properly. Because I believe of everything we just talked about, those airborne fibers.
Right, because they probably didn't have it under containment, you know, not having the proper equipment or anything. So the homeowner, instead of encapsulating, they removed it themselves?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, that's because of the threat of possible cross-contamination.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely.
Okay.
Anytime a licensed firm doing asbestos does an abatement, they have to notify the state and give them 10 days notice that they're going to be doing an abatement and where they're going to be. And there's a reason for that, because the state has the opportunity to check on that property and to be there at the time of the abatement if they so choose to check on it.
Okay. Yeah. Well, we didn't know that. Interesting. So it makes your job a lot more interesting and perhaps a little bit more complicated?
Well, it ensures that it's going to be done properly.
Okay.
And safely.
Well, we see a lot of real estate older homes, you know, 1920s, 1930s, 1940s construction age. So right. We come across quite a bit of asbestos. What was the year that asbestos stopped being put in the building materials?
It was the late 80s that there was the phase out in the attempt to ban all the asbestos material. But if your home is built prior to the late 80s, then you might want to do, you know, the inspection and check the pipe wrap, but also check the condition of the pipe wrap, because again, that's what's most important.
Well, if there's anything I heard here today, is if anybody's considering selling an older home, maybe they should call someone, a professional like yourself, a company like yourself that deals with asbestos abatement, to take a look at these items, see if they're in good condition, friable, non-friable, good condition, or if they should be removed prior to putting the house on the market.
Absolutely.
Okay. Thanks for your time today in our asbestos discussion. We learned a lot. Before we go for the day, Pat, would you like to say something on this eve of 9/11, please?
I can't believe it's 12 years later. I was a New York City fireman on September 11, 2001, and I want to take this day to remember all the firemen who were killed, the 343 firemen, the thousands of other people who were killed on September 11th, and all the people who still bear the scars today of what happened on that. And I'm one of those people, physical and emotional. So
never forget.
Never forget. Never forget.
Fly that flag.
That's right. All right, now I got to change hats. I'm going to talk about a listing we have. We have a 3-bedroom, 2-bath home in excellent condition, located at 515 Sanderson Street in Troop for $124,000. This home has natural woodwork with beautiful etchings, stained glass window, hardwood floors, a large eat-in kitchen. It also has a sunroom where you can relax and unwind, or you can sit on the porch and take in the great views. It also has a detached garage. So if you're looking in Troop for 3 bedrooms, 2 baths for $124,000, give us a call about 515 Sanderson Street, and that is listed by Sam Shelter of our office.
Thank you, Pat. Pat, before we close the show, there's something you want to say to your parents.
Yes, I want to wish my mother and my father a happy 62nd wedding anniversary. They've been together 62 years and they never had a fight.
Oh gosh, that's amazing.
Isn't it amazing? Happy anniversary.
Happy anniversary. I can't even imagine being married to someone for 62 years.
Neither can I.
All right. Okay. Remember to tune in next Saturday at 11 a.m. or Sunday at 11:30 a.m. to listen to more of the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Gritty Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.
The real estate market is extremely active, and you want to make a move, but you don't know where to start, who to call, or how to make it happen. I'm Jackie Ruddy, and I know Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate can lead the way. Our quality service award-winning team will help you with buying and selling a home. Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate has a proven track record and experience you can count on. Lean on us to show you the way. Call 570-344-6724. That's 570-344-6724. Or visit jruddy.com. That's JRUDDY.com, where homes are open every day, all day long. Also, remember to tune in to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate, Saturdays at 11 a.m. and Sundays at 11:30 a.m. on 94.3 FM, The Talker.